I remember the blessings which come each day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley with the Absolute Philosopher from Campo, California. I remember the blessings that come each day. And I am so loaded down and overburdened and ticked off with all these blessings that happen every day. It just takes up all my time to remember them. And I have given up remembering my blessings every day. I write them down, and then I let them be. And if I were to remember them, to remember all the blessings, why, may I say something?
Yes.
Every instant of my life is a blessing to me. Every nowness of my life is a blessing. Every breath I breathe is a blessing. Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, you want to stop breathing? And then you call that a blessing?
Well, it might be, you know.
That could be too. But generally speaking, every breath is a blessing. Every vision, every view that you have out of your eyes is a blessing, because it's a reflection of what you are inside, outside. Every thought you think is a blessing. Every thought I think is a blessing. Every word I speak is a blessing. Every action I do is a blessing. Can you see that can get overwhelming if you're really honest with yourself? Are there any words, actions, thoughts in your life that are not a blessing? Are there any in your life that are not a blessing?
No.
You better get busy and sweep those dusty corners and get those non-blessings out of there. Everything that we do in our life should be a blessing. Everything. And we should remember everything that we do. And as we remember everything we do, we're so busy, we don't have time to live in the now. We don't have time to live in the instant. That's true, though. That's true. We say, count your blessings. Well, I say, count your blessings. I say, have your blessing book. And every time you think that you're having a blessing, write it down. Now, can you see Ellen? I mean, what a strange girl. Can you see Ellen writing down every single breath she takes as a blessing? Blessing, 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 blessing.
She doesn't do anything else.
Yeah, yeah. And then, not only that, but every word you speak is a blessing, so you got to write that down. Every action you do is a blessing. Right? You're going to be very, you need a secretary.
I have to do short, you know,
shorthand. Yeah, you need a secretary to keep track of all these things. And you say, secretary, I breathed. Secretary, I wheezed. I did whatever I did, you know. And the secretary said, oh, you need 6 secretaries to take these things down, you know. And that's true. That's true. Now, I'm being a little facetious, a little silly here, but that's true. We do not appreciate all of the things that are taking place in our life, which sincerely are a blessing, really a wonderful blessing. And if there's anything taking place in our life that's not a blessing, we better get busy and make it a blessing. Turn it around. Somehow, make it a blessing. See through it to what it teaches us, what doorways it opens to us. When you put your hand on a hot stove and you don't burn yourself, but you learn the stove is hot, that's a blessing. If you burn yourself, that's still a blessing, but it's a little harder lesson, a little harder token that you pay for it. But you see, all these things are wonderful blessings. And if we will start being aware that they are that, and then we'll be aware that there's no way in heaven that we can count those blessings. There's no way. As I said, you'll need a dozen secretaries, maybe 2 dozen secretaries, to keep track of all your blessings. And what's going to happen to those secretaries?
They're blessed.
They're going to see how wonderful your life is, keeping track of your blessings, that they're going to start saying, I got to take care of my own. And then And
then she hires
secretary. They hire secretaries to take care of writing down their blessings. But you see, can you see, if you live a blessed life, if you live a life that is 100% blessings, what a glorious life that is. What a glorious world that is. And it is not impossible. You're doing it. You just haven't got the rapidity of, what do you call it, computer science to take track of this. You know, a computer can figure a very complex sum in just an instant, whereas a man would take hours, maybe years, maybe many years to figure out those computer conclusions. Now, they're figuring on how far it is from here to Mars, from here to Alpha Centauri, from here to Andromeda, from here to all of the various galaxies and all of the various places in the space system. And how do they figure that? They press it in on their computer. And their computer does x to the x, and it comes up with these most magnificent figures. I am most interested in the fact that all this computer science is so great, and we have no idea what name they are giving to all of these things. We have no idea what name they're giving to 100 billion trillion. You know, what name should 100 billion trillion be, you know? What name should these various things be? We don't even know. We haven't even begun to think about it because we haven't given them any thought. But those are magical things. We are doing magical things in our life. We are doing magical things in our world. And we are just having more fun being ourselves and enjoying life and enjoying all the lovely things that we've created for ourselves to enjoy. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Rex has just come up to me and stuck his nose up in my arms here. He wanted to throw his toy at me to play with him. And so now I just rub his neck, and he says, "That's good for now. That's good for now." But that's not the end of it. That's not the end of it. Well, you see, that's a blessing too, isn't it?
Of course.
Do you think that it makes me feel sad when he does that?
No,
it makes me feel very glad, doesn't it? Does it make him feel glad?
Yes.
Now, what about his unborn puppies? Yeah, the sperm that he's never planted anywhere, that he's been spayed to never bother with, you know. What are they? Well, we say they're unborn puppies, and they aren't. They never were. They never had a consistency. They were never conceived. We try to say, just think, if you had had these good thoughts years ago, how much you could have enjoyed your life, you know? Well, that's not true. If you'd had these thoughts years ago, you would have been ready for them years ago. But you weren't ready for them. You wanted to go through the various dilemmas that you put for yourself, the various attitudes that you put for yourself, and you want to learn to count your blessings. But you see, I think for all of us, the moment we learn to count our blessings, the moment we learn to add up all these things that are making our life especially wonderful, especially beautiful, then the doors open wide for a zillion other possibilities. I was talking to the nurse at the clinic today, and she is the one who draws blood from people. Yeah. And she just loves her job. And she was saying, "Gee, you know, this is a wonderful world, but there are a few sad things in it." And I said, "Ellen," her name is Nurse Ellen, I said, "Ellen, do you realize that for 6, 7, 8 billion people on the face of the earth, there's only less than 0.1% have hospitals? So the sick must be quite little. And of the people who don't go to hospitals who are sick, it's less than 0.1% of 0.1% of 0.1% percent. And the people who are bad people, who are criminals, who get in jail and stuff like that, that too is less than 0.1% of 1%, you know, way down low. And everything that is contrary to the highest good of nature and man is an infinitesimal part of humanity. But we make such a big fuss about it. as I was sitting in the waiting room at the clinic, they had the television on. They were telling all about the weather and all about how the rains were doing different things. And I loved the interviews that they had with the people as they were ushering them out of their houses. They said, you must leave your house, evacuate it, because it's going to slide down and the water is going to run into it. They said, everything is in order. I'm not worried about anything. I know that whatever happens in my life, it happens for the best and for a good, and I can't see it now, and perhaps I won't see it, but it's there, because everything happens for good in my life. And that's one woman. Then a man said the same thing, and then the operator that is the news commentator on the scene out there said the same thing. And she says, you know, it's just a temporary thing, and that will go away, and we'll be back to normal again. And then we'll learn a lesson by it, to have bigger drainage sewers going through the city and things like that. And we'll take care of these things. It all works out in beautiful harmony. And I thought, gee, they should be on the soap operas instead of the soap operas. Because on the soap operas, they were telling all sorts of terrible things what people were doing to other people and how the screaming and hollering and unhappy. Now, the people listen to that? My goodness. What do they put in their consciousness when they listen to that? What thoughts do they put in their mind when they listen to it? Now, that's really sad. But I blessed them. I blessed them. And I said, the soap opera people who write the serials are being higher and higher in their consciousness and writing more and more beautiful soap operas that are exciting for people because they're more realistic to what the people really want. And that's what I believe. That's one of my blessings that I'm speaking, and I know it's true. Now, this is for each one of us. Let's count our blessings. But let's count our blessings more in the idea that they're whole and perfect, they're wonderful, they're fantastic, than the fact that they have to make something different. It already is wonderful, and it already is fine. So recognize that, and know that, and speak that for yourself and say, I like me, and I say, I love you, I love you,
I love you.